From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, when does murder rise to the level of genocide? The question again in Sudan. First, the lead. The Bush administration's policies on handling terrorism detainees are again in doubt today. That's because of a sweeping decision from a federal judge. Washington, D.C. District Judge Joyce Hinds Greene ruled yesterday afternoon that the current detention and military tribunal policies at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, are unlawful. But the ruling clashes with another recent ruling from another federal judge. Joining us to explain all this is Slate and Day-to-Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, can you summarize Judge Greene's decision for us and explain why it's so important?
Judge Greene was deciding several consolidated, in other words, similar cases involving 60 of the 500-some detainees at Guantanamo. There are three main components to her decision, all of which are dramatic. One is that alleged, quote, enemy combatants that are being held at Guantanamo possess enforceable rights. Two, that the tribunals that were set up to review those detainees' detentions and whether or not they were lawful are themselves not constitutional. She said for two reasons. One, the government is using secret evidence that these detainees have no access to. Two, they have no access to a lawyer. And three, and perhaps most importantly, she said some of these detainees have rights under the Geneva Convention. This is directly in conflict with the position the Bush administration has taken all along. The Bush administration said it's up to President Bush to determine when the Geneva Conventions do and do not apply. They don't apply to anyone at Guantanamo. Judge Greene said no, they apply to several people in Guantanamo. So essentially the big thrust of this decision is that yet again we're having serious fundamental questions about whether power resides in President Bush or in the courts in making these important determinations.
Well, how can you explain this other ruling that came January 19th? I mean, that's barely more than 10 days ago. Another District of Columbia federal judge, Richard Leon, concluded dramatically differently, didn't he?
Yes, and he was hearing very, very similar habeas corpus petitions. He was faced with a similar sweeping government motion to dismiss all these habeas claims, and he granted them. He said the government is right on everything and dismissed seven cases pending before him. What he did was read the Supreme Court case from June that was Rasool, the one dealing with the Guantanamo detainees, to mean that even though prisoners had a right to habeas corpus, the court had said that, they actually had no right to any kind of relief. He massively deferred to the president and Congress and said the courts have no place getting in and second-guessing. Essentially, he read the exact same decision in the opposite way, saying, sure, you know, the court granted them some rights, but the rights they're getting in these tribunals are more than enough, and it's just not for the federal courts to go granting relief that they have no power to grant in the first place.
How about the role of the Supreme Court this last year with its ruling that you referred to earlier? I wonder, from a layperson's perspective, why isn't all this settled by what the court did then?
Right. We seem to be asking precisely the questions we were asking 1 year ago before Rasool was decided. And the answer is that there is terrific ambiguity in that Supreme Court decision itself. The court effectively said, look, some kind of due process is necessary. These people cannot be held indefinitely without attorneys at Bush's whim. But they went on to say some form of tribunals may be all right. They may not have a right to the entire sort of panoply of constitutional rights that usual criminal defendants have in this country. There is such a wide, wide chasm between those two positions that it's quite easy for Judge Leon to read it one way and Judge Greene to read it completely another. What it really says is that Rasool needs to be clarified. We need absolute crystal clarity from the Supreme Court next time as these cases go up on appeal, telling us exactly what rights substantively these prisoners have.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. She's a regular legal contributor to Day to Day. Dahlia, thanks.
My pleasure.